I'm Chance Storland, and this is The Docket, our weekly interview program covering long crime in San Antonio and Bexar County from ExpressNews.com. The Bexar County District Attorney has implemented a new policy directing his prosecutors to reject misdemeanor criminal trespassing charges for homeless people or those who suffer from mental illness who have not committed a violent offense. This seems to stem from reports that at least two people within the last 6 months died in the jail on those charges and languished there because they could not pay even a low bond. I'm joined now once again by Express News Courts and Crime reporter Elizabeth Zavala to discuss this change and the history behind it. So, Liz, great to have you back here on the podcast. This is actually a fairly recent story that just went into effect, correct?
Yes, Chance. This is a new policy that became effective April 20th, which was over the weekend and right before Fiesta began in San Antonio, which, you know, we've been kind of extremely involved in celebrating San Antonio, and there's been a lot of activities going on. So this actually was officially announced this week at a news conference in the old Bexar County Courthouse. Bexar County District Attorney Joe Gonzalez appeared there. He was flanked by Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf and Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar to make this announcement. And both of them voiced their support before media, their support to Joe Gonzalez's new policy.
Now, Elizabeth, as I mentioned just a moment ago, there are some deaths that have been connected to this policy, like many new changes in city, county, state law. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. Obviously, it's a reaction to what's going on. So what do you know about those two cases?
Yes, we've covered these before on mysanantonio.com and expressnews.com, and of course in the San Antonio Express News. These were two really tragic and yet potentially unavoidable situations that happened. And one was Janice Dotson Stevens. She was 61 years old and she was mentally ill. We came to find out after this tragedy occurred. She had been in the Bexar County Jail since July 19th. Waiting on a hearing on a misdemeanor criminal trespass charge, and she was held on $300 bail. Well, she died of natural causes on December 14th. That's about, 5 months after that. She had waived her right to a bond hearing, and jail officials tried to meet with her four times about a personal recognizance bond, but she wouldn't do it. Her case made national news, specifically because her bail was so small. And then this month, on April 18th, Jack Michael Yule, who was 63 years old, was found unresponsive in his cell, and he died, according to the Bexar County Sheriff's Office. He had been in custody since April 4th on $500 bail for a misdemeanor criminal trespass charge on private property. And officials who, talked to us when both of these particular instances happened had said ongoing issues may have been a factor in Mr. Yule's death and in Ms. Dotson Stevens' case, she did die of natural causes.
So, Elizabeth, this new policy that we're talking about comes from the Bexar County District Attorney. It's aimed to try to prevent deaths like the ones that you just mentioned, though, of course, there may have been some factors that, as you pointed out, may have been unavoidable. But one way or the other, they're trying to make sure that this happens less or not at all in the future. And that would mean, I guess, that unless you have some sort of violent criminal history, you would not be going to jail. How is this going to work?
Well, Joe Gonzalez, when he unveiled this, he used the word troubled when he talked about the tragic situation of Mrs. Dotson Stevens and Jack Yule. And he said nobody should have to stay in jail because they don't have a place to live or because they suffer from mental illness. And he stood beside the other two officials and addressed media, and he told us that he would have his prosecutors look at each case very carefully. He said this policy would pretty much place the decision to prosecute based on the facts of each of the cases, along with, use of an assessment of risk and a mental health evaluation for the person involved. Prosecutors, he said, would reject criminal trespassing cases if the offense occurs at a non-residential place, that criminal trespass is the only charge, if the defendant appears to be homeless, and the defendant doesn't have a violent history and is not on probation or deferred adjudication. And I should point out that there's going to be a mental health evaluation on this. So, mental health is also a part of this.
So if memory serves, we've talked about the DA, the county sheriff, county judge, I believe, was also in attendance at this unveiling. What about San Antonio's police chief? I know that just looking at different things going on in San Antonio and the county, not every time does the police department of San Antonio meet up where the county is on certain issues.
Right. Well, DA Gonzalez, Sheriff Salazar, and Judge Wolf each spoke at this particular news conference, and they said that they have worked closely with San Antonio Police Chief William McManus, and they basically said that they're all on the same page. Sheriff Salazar has been on the record as saying neither person should have been in jail. He doesn't believe the adult detention center should be used to house people who are mentally ill or can't afford to pay their way out. This is going to be interesting to see how this goes, Chance, because, as soon as the announcement was made, the San Antonio Police Officers Association released a statement that read, in apparent disregard for the safety and rights of San Antonio business owners and property owners, Bexar County District Attorney Joe Gonzalez has ordered his prosecutors to, quote, reject criminal trespass charges if the defendant appears to be homeless. And it goes on to say the district attorney's order effectively gives a homeless person or persons claiming to be homeless a free pass to infringe on the rights of a business owner or non-residential property owner by declaring that there will be absolutely no consequences for committing these offenses. So I think it's going to be interesting because, already the Police Officers Association already has kind of raised a flag on this.
This brings up a good point. This isn't a blanket, if there's no criminal history, then this person who has been determined to fit into this category, as we've talked about mental illness, we've talked about homelessness, does not, have to be arrested and face jail time. That's not the case exactly. There are some exceptions. For instance, I think graffiti, for instance, doesn't fall into this category, correct?
No, it does not. That was a very interesting thing that I'd actually heard. But, one of the things that came up at this news conference, it was actually a question from a colleague, was whether or not this was discriminatory against people who have homes. And of course, each of the officials said, you have to take all of the criteria into account. But, I have to say when that question was asked, it wasn't really something that I thought would be, part of this debate. Because, there are issues of homeless people hanging around different places, or else, you know, in the street. And I mean, I'm not a business owner, but I imagine that, you know, if I was a business owner, it would probably, you know, cause me to, you know, want to talk to the police to see what my options are. You know what I mean?
That's a really interesting perspective to bring up, Elizabeth. I think that, you know, no matter where someone falls on this, whether they think this new policy is a good idea or a bad idea, maybe somewhere in between, they could understand how someone who runs a business, someone who owns property, would have concerns about people being there at certain times and whether or not they would have some sort of recourse to have that person or people removed. You know, that's obviously always kind of the back and forth between the public and the private. And obviously this is something that this new policy is going to change a little bit. So let's make sure that we're on the same page. We know exactly what is going to change, what is eligible, what's not eligible. As I just mentioned earlier, graffiti does not fall into this category. So what's the exact criteria that is now being put in place for Bexar County?
Yes. Joe Gonzalez said that, you know, he is going to have his prosecutors concentrate on, you know, pretty much, it's like four different kinds of criteria. If the offense occurs at a non-residential place, criminal trespass is the only charge, the person appears to be homeless, and the person doesn't have a violent history and isn't on probation or deferred adjudication. So, you know, basically, the way I'm looking at it is somebody who doesn't have a law degree, you know, if you don't have a record and, you know, you get arrested for criminal trespass, but you don't have a record and it's a nonviolent thing and it was in a non-residential place, that's the criteria that they are going to look at. It's also about mental health issues too, and whether or not our jails should be used to house people who suffer from mental illness. I'll say again what Sheriff Salazar said. He doesn't believe that the adult detention facility should be used, you know, to hold people who are mentally ill. So, you know, a lot of different ways to look at this. It's a new policy. Again, you know, the DA said each situation would be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. So because of, you know, all the different directions, you know, I think it's just fair that we should wait to see what it's going to look like. And, you know, you asked me a question earlier about Chief McManus. And, you know, even though he wasn't at the news conference, again, it was a pretty quick thing. Chief McManus did release a statement to me via email. And it read, "The DA's recent policy regarding criminal trespassing cases does not prevent officers from making arrests for any criminal trespass violations. He says nothing changes for us in the way we respond to and handle these cases. SAPD officers will continue using discretion, and making arrests based on probable cause for any offense as we have always done." So, you know, it sounds to me like for the police, you know, they're going to keep doing what they're doing, you know, to uphold the law. The DA's prosecutors are going to look at who's, you know, in jail. You know, the magistrates are going to look to see who we've got in jail and what their situations are for these misdemeanor, you know, nonviolent offenses. And then, you know, for Sheriff Salazar, it's about the jail and the amount of people that are in the jail, which, you know, we've also covered. Many of our reporters have covered that the jail, the Bexar County Jail, is almost full. And you know, we have an extra court, at, you know, the felony impact court that's looking at these cases. So, you know, there's a chance that we'll be talking about this again a new policy with, the people who were involved having, looking at it at different ways to see how they're going to handle this. But something that, could evolve into something else.
And thank you to San Antonio Express News Courts and Crime Reporter Elizabeth Zavala for joining me for today's episode of The Docket, our weekly interview program covering long crime in San Antonio from ExpressNews.com. For the San Antonio Express News, I'm Chance Dorland.